Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more. The
Score! Hey, listen, if the Canes win tonight and the Bears win on Saturday, I think I'm going to pop the top on one of them, man. So, Marshall, just stay in your DMs. I'll let you know where we're going to be at.
Hey!
I like that. I like that.
You knew Jarrett was getting ready because to throw out the phrase DMs and realize that he might have to open up a bottle of Pappy. Just cue up the Two Live Crew and let's get this thing started.
Not the Two Live Crew.
No, absolutely the Two Live Crew. I'm going to be one of those people telling the kids they didn't go hard enough in their lives.
I mean, considering Jarrett's relationship with Uncle Luke.
Yes.
2001 Miami.
Greatest team of all time.
Ever. And like, in every possible sense of the word, but, except for actually winning the title game.
But considering Jarrett's recruitment and hanging with Uncle Luke, if they win tonight, there are going to be a lot of Canes out there acting like Michael Irvin.
Listen, I prefer the Seventh Floor Crew. Okay, that's always been my favorite rap band.
They speaking had that
of,
one hit.
Speaking
Mic
of the U.
Drop!
Speaking of the U.
Mic drop. Thanks to our crew, Tyler Buterbaugh with a fantastic open per usual.
The Ninth Floor Crew.
That's right.
You guys can make up your own lyrics. Ray Diaz helping out as well. Alex Kuhn is standing there, so he gets a thank you. Tyler Farringwell helped chop up tape for us, so he gets a thank you.
That's all it takes, huh?
I like to give people credit. They help out. We're tapestry, guys.
Over there in the Boyquarium, just swimming around, doing
threads,
their thing.
We're the threads Boyquarium? In a tapestry. That's a Dan McNeilism.
It's a Steve Dahlism.
Oh,
but he took it,
to
and
Dahl.
Then I like it, too. Yeah, it's good.
Because if you look over there, they're behind the glass.
They're just swimming
by. I get it?
I can't really
that's
say
why everyone
that. It makes
that,
me look like a villain.
That's why everyone thinks Alex is like 20 years old.
Is he not?
Everybody does think that.
Alex is a shapeshifter. He could be 20. He could be 40.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
I do call him young Alex.
Alex,
so.
He made a mistake today. He started an anecdote with, hey guys, here's a funny story. And me and Danny were like, oh, there's no chance it is now. You can't do that. It's a bad preface, young man.
Oh,
you're setting yourself
Alex.
Up. I know. We
Alex,
gave him the business.
It's fine.
And then he recovered and he told us the story. You know what?
It was funny.
Yeah, it was a good story.
He's just a baby. Thank you also to Connor O'Donnell, Cody Westerlin, Jacob Stutz, Max Curtis. Thanks to our guests. We had Chris Sims. We had Jarrett Payton, Mark Rohde, and Lou Canellis helping us out. And I have a public service announcement. Are you a local business owner or an employee? How would you like to have your commercial air during Super Bowl 60 right here on The Score? Here is your chance. We have brought back The Score Big for your business contest, where you can enter to win a 30-second Super Bowl commercial on The Score's broadcast of Super Bowl 60 from Westwood One.
And I would just like to pause right there and remind people, Layla, that, you know, in the past couple years when we've done this, there hasn't been a chance at all that a team from Chicago might be playing in that game.
Oh, that's a good point.
There is a chance of that being the case, and that game would be heard right here on The Score.
Every time you say it, internally I'm thinking, are there any broadcast rules or limitations that we get?
As long as we say Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh. Also, I would like to pause and take this time for one
good
of you
job.
To say Westwood One in the appropriate voice.
Westwood One.
Hell yeah. And new this year, you can win a live broadcast for your brand. Log on to 670thescore.com/contest to enter now and learn more details. Deadline to enter is January 18th. Score Big for your business is sponsored by People's Bank, where better banking keeps moving forward. Member FDIC.
Here's Scott Graham.
Every time you do that voice, though, it also makes me want to watch a Transformers animated short. You know,
it also takes one day off of my career because right? you can't go down there and stay too long.
Yeah, I'm not gonna
a sick day.
I'm not gonna hit the Michael McDonald stuff on Doobie Brothers night if I do that. That's why I let you do it.
Yeah, let me be in
you
charge of that,
that
so that you can.
That's exactly right.
Do all that stuff.
Yamo gonna let Lawrence take care of that.
Sounds like you two together have the octave ranges and all.
I think we got most things covered. There's some singing that we have done together live. We've never recorded, though. We should record something. You know, tell
I would
you what,
be too nervous to record something.
No, you wouldn't. You'd be fine. Tell you what, if the Bears make the Super Bowl, Superb Owl, excuse me. We will record something. Let's do a parody song. All
okay.
Right?
Yes, they're back!
Time to bring them back. Only if they make the Super Bowl, though.
That's not fair. Danny's even coming to town. Why don't you just get on the mic with him when he's here?
He is coming to town. Oh, God.
Danny Claus is coming to town.
You're not thrilled about that?
He's making a mush. Checking it twice.
There it is.
That's
see?
The song.
There it is. That's the one we're going to record. Be a few weeks after the holiday season, but not to Spiro Ditas.
No, Spiro
he's gonna wear sunglasses at night.
He wished you Happy New Year 2 days ago.
I know. It was the 7th, I believe, when Spiro Ditas.
Right?
6th. What is the limit
the
on Happy New Year?
Season?
Wait,
the 6th is too late for Happy New Year. We're done with that.
No.
MLK weekend?
No.
Yes. Yes.
I think MLK. I think after MLK weekend, that's like,
you can't say Happy New Year anymore.
Yeah, because that's like the big break. Like you're doing regular stuff after the New Year, and then all right, we've had a break. That's done. We're through the first holiday weekend.
I feel like a couple years ago where we took a picture and wished people Happy New Year on Twitter like in February.
I think the 6th or the 7th is about the extent because by then you've pretty much seen everybody that you maybe weren't seeing during the holiday season. and then you say Happy New Year, Merry New Year,
it's
whatever.
It's a nice add-in. It's a nice extra aside. And it does express some love. So listen, I need to get your guys' thoughts on something. Yesterday I was explaining the concept of trade value to my son and my wife because Nico Horner had come up.
Oh, not to AK?
No. It's good, though. I should call him up and share that as well. But my wife immediately said, I think I have the most trade value in this house. Her. That she had the most trade value.
But the future with your son.
That's what I'm saying. That's right. Like, take out me. Like, my trade value, you know, white guy in his 50s. Nobody's that, you know. But I'm fun to be with. Like, there's something there.
Yeah. No. I mean,
you're
a veteran. Definitely.
Talk show
you're
guy.
Performer.
Singer
performer,
dude. Whatever.
You've got all those things.
But she's an attractive woman.
Yeah.
Who,
an
like,
attractive Latina.
Attractive Latina who can, like, run a household.
Yeah.
Bring structure. She's a good leader. She said she's a good teammate. She's a better teammate than me. I had to accept that.
Speaks, you were in a long line of score guys that has outkicked their coverage.
Right.
Okay,
I understand.
You're in, but
and other score hosts like hanging out with them.
And, right. Yes, she does.
But the thing is about we already know that Christine's trade value
is higher than mine.
Really, I'm not saying higher than yours.
Okay,
but we already know from people who aren't us. That if Christine was on the open market.
That's true, actually. Yes, we know some people that would scoop her right the hell
we
up.
We know people that would offer 10-year deals for $300 million.
They would go back to his apartment, the front door guy? Is that what we're talking about?
They would go above the competitive balance tax.
It's not just the front door guy.
Now that is a pickup line.
Marshall.
I'm not even kidding. If some guy said to me I would go over the competitive balance tax, I'd be like, yo.
All right.
Into the luxury tax.
Christine is the friend of the community.
People out there who are thinking about hitting on Layla, if you use that line, I would go above the first apron.
Second apron.
The sack and apron.
No, you wouldn't. Not the second apron. Let's not get crazy here, okay? Let's not.
I would say championship
point,
that year.
The 13-year-old boy. The 13-year-old boy's trade value in my house, his whole life is ahead of him. You have no idea what he could become.
He's like the younger version of you, and if he peeks out at you, that's very,
great.
That's way more.
Yeah.
First of all, controllable years. If we start with that.
If he peeks out as you or your brother.
Yeah,
that,
sure.
That's
the
right.
Potential is.
But yeah, controllable years, Marshall. That's a very low salary for
a
long time.
8-4-7 asks a good question about Christine. Can she play third base?
Probably, in a pinch.
All right.
Yeah, but Ruben's making less than Edward Cabrera next year, man.
Exactly.
For a long time. He's not going to make that Cabrera money.
He hasn't even hit arbitration,
time.
Let's be honest.
No, he's pre-arb.
At least Cabrera's into arbitration.
We don't allow arbitration in our house.
Who would be amenable to this conversation who's employed in town? It would have to be Jed. Jed is. Why do I feel like Jed would be in on this joke?
Jed,
out of your children, who has the highest
every
value?
Member of your household. Every member of your household.
Someone get
That's
Rick Hahn on the line.
Oh, yeah,
and we could ask Rick and be like, all right, Rick, let's break
Rick
down.
Would be into this.
I know. Like, let's break down your kids and let's figure out who's got the most trade value.
Well, don't let the parents out of this. Like, there's certain parents I would trade for. I wouldn't trade Christine, but I'd trade Ruben.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
how that works. Explain how that works.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't worked out the compensation on any of these things.
You have to go to the extreme before you figure out the actual trade.
I honestly believe Chris Getz would also be good for this conversation because he's the one who's been willing and dealing, like, for real.
That's true.
He's trying to build up.
I bet.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Any of those
he's
guys.
Too I bet, nice to have this conversation.
I bet he's well,
like,
yeah.
Like Jed Hoyer would prefer you or Christine because he's trying to win right now, in theory.
He's in win now.
Chris Getz is like definitely Ruben because
look at all the years.
So is Mark Eversley.
AK, yeah. Acme, definitely Ruben.
They would go with youth. Like they're big on youth over there.
Yeah, they are.
Instead of production.
Unless you're an expiring contract.
Derek Queen.
We'd rather take the French kid.
Who's only 19 years old, by the way.
Yeah, he's 1 year older. Guy who scores a lot and seems to have a lot of skills that'll transfer right away.
This makes me really angry.
We'd rather take the projectable Frenchman.
Wait. Time out. You're more angry about the Queen than the unprotected pick? I'm more angry about the protected pick.
I'm angry about that. Queen! But I'm also angry about the fact that the scouting world told you, hey, man, this kid can ball. And he fits into your parameters of they like younger players instead of college seniors.
Yeah.
He's got all the things that you need.
He's still projectable.
He's tough. He's smart. He's figuring out how to shoot from deep. He passes the ball. He runs the floor. He rebounds. All the things that you need, and he's got some personality to him.
Might be a little selfish.
And you're like, no. They need a little selfish.
I know, but I think they're afraid of that a little bit.
And he's old enough and grown enough not to get bullied around the first time he hits the NBA floor.
The Frenchman got put on a coat hanger immediately.
I told you guys from Vegas.
I was shocked he was even out there in a real NBA game.
To them. They fall in love with people somewhere in between the combine and the actual draft.
They totally do.
Because that's what happened with Patrick Williams as well.
But guys, you know when it was, right? When he came on, I believe it was Mullion Hall, correct me if I'm wrong, Mark Eversley comes on and tells the story about going to see him in the Northwest. And, like, he was on a flight and he didn't get much sleep. And then I saw him play. You remember this, right, Layla?
Oh, yeah. And you know what I said to that? Did you know what I said to that? Because he's a teenager. Like, I relied on whiskey and queso for many years and no sleep in my 20s, and I was fine.
Exactly. So how can you fall in love with this particular set of traits?
And I was in shape. Didn't you say
that 2 weeks ago that you were half queso after Christmas?
After coming back from Texas, I was like, hello, I have returned from Texas. My blood is now queso.
Well, that makes sense because, you know, Tex-Mex is a real thing.
I mean, I got to get it while I can.
That's why it's hard to imagine somebody going over the second apron for you. Right?
Indeed, actually, yes. Amongst other things, like the men hating me and constantly telling me about it since I worked at the Score.
I personally think it's a selling point. I think that there are going to be a lot of teams that hear that you are half queso and go, you know what? That's the type of player we need.
No, because I'm failing the physical, y'all. Like, that's a hard fail.
That's not even an attempt to pass. What did you land on in this conversation?
The trade value? Yeah, Christine's got the most trade value.
Okay.
Yeah.
More than Ruben.
It's better off that I just admit that as well. Okay. Marshall. Okay. You know? Yeah. I think that's probably a good idea.
If you're an executive of a team,
there's no way you haven't thought about this in your family.
Yeah, no, I'm sure they absolutely have.
You know who we need on this? Like, for real? We need Theo on this.
Theo would chat on this.
I think he would. He might not do it for his family, but he might do it for other people.
He's still pissed at me, I think. So.
What'd you do?
When we did this, I'm making this call out of obligation.
Yeah, that's one of them. But I wasn't even on that show.
He sounds so nice about it, though.
Me and Roy Wood Jr., when we went to interview him for The Run, and he thought it was just going to be a fun, you know, traipse through postseason history, I was asking him all kinds of hard questions about the...
Such as the potential end
of the dynasty.
Wow.
And all that stuff.
Called it, huh?
And we got to the end of the recording, and he's like, we didn't even talk about the baseball! I'm like, sorry about that, man. Sorry about that.
What did he want to talk about?
Just the baseball.
Just the fun times.
Weird guy.
The video cell phone.
Yeah. He's just going to make it awkward. It's our executive producer, Jay Zawoski.
No, he's a porn producer.
He's not mad about that. I don't think.
I've got the Bears injury report.
Okay, good. This is important. Hold on. This is not a simulation off a walkthrough. We've already had 2 days. Is this the last injury report of the week?
I've got something exciting on the Bears injury
report. I have guesses, but this is important.
I know the not exciting portion of that injury report.
Is an important one. What you
got? All the guys with concussions did not practice, and they are now designated out.
So that would be C.J. Gardner-Johnson and Joe Tryon-Shoyinka.
And Amon.
And Amon Agbangbamiga.
Kyler Gordon was a full participant in practice.
Let's go!
But he's only questionable.
He's listed as questionable. Same thing for Braxton Jones, who's had 3 full practices, and he is listed as questionable.
Everyone else
that was on the injury report was a full participant.
Bam!
No designation. So Grady Jarrett, who was out of practice because of old. Jalen Jones with an ankle.
He's back. Us.
Nick McLeod is back. DJ Moore is fine. Rome Odunze, full practice, no designation.
Let's go.
He's playing on Saturday.
Man.
Ozzie Trapillo, full participation,
Woo!
No designation.
Woo!
He should be available. Jahdae Walker, full participation after being sick the last week and a half or so. Full participation, no designation. He will be available.
Man, let's just applaud the fact that we got a mostly healthy team with a fair shake. With a fair chance, a real chance. You got it or not? You got a home game against the Packers in the freaking playoffs. Man, this is going to be tremendous.
So you're not concerned about, you know, because Kyler Gordon is listed as questionable, which he'll probably play. He'll be out there, but we know it's not going to be one full strength, and it's not going to be 100% of the snaps. So I guess what I'm asking you, Speaks, because you were getting very animated and excited over there, is
yes.
Do you feel like you're confident that the Bears secondary can do what needs to be done to hold up against Jordan Love, knowing there's no pass rush?
What I need now is a better concept by Dennis Allen, who didn't have a great concept, and we've talked about it, and we will. They should play a ton of zone. They should play quarters, like Charles Tillman suggested. Play a lot of zone, even if they are going to blitz backers, okay? So that's one thing. And what I like now is you got 2 legit options at nickel who can cover.
And you can rotate them.
Yes, Kyler, when he's going to be out there, can cover. Nick McLeod can cover better than C.J. Gardner-Johnson. That dude was a straight-up target, especially against Green Bay.
A mark.
Yeah, an absolute mark, and they've said so. And now I want to see them coach aggressively during the game. Mix it up, like Matt Bowen said, man. Don't be afraid to be aggressive. So I like that they have enough of a complement, Marshall, of pieces that they can be aggressive with. That's what I like.
I like it too. And it gives options, and whether or not those options are deployed correctly.
Right.
And yeah, you've got guys that are limited because they haven't played a lot or they're still dealing with stuff.
Man.
It's the playoffs. Everyone's got to play a role. Johnny Allstaff plays football too.
That's damn right.
And Johnny Allstaff is going to be available for the Bears on Saturday night.
Johnny Allsport, Johnny Allstaff, Johnny.
Johnny is going to be out there. So here's what we're doing on the show today. Patrick Manley is going to join us, and Tanny found a jewel that we are going to just wait for the intro for Patrick to be on the show. We got something for him. Mark Grody is going to join us with a Bears hit, one word. Coach Wanstead is going to join us at 5 o'clock. But when we come back, are the Packers out here talking bleep?
Mm.
Is there a reason behind it?
Mm.
We will explore after Tanny's Open next on The Score.